From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are fewer places for smokers to light up a cigarette these days as more cities enact smoking bans. Tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds says it has an alternative. It opened what it calls the country's first cigarette-smoking lounge in Chicago, just as the city's phased-in ban on smoking gets underway. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
The print ads for R.J. Reynolds' new lounge make it clear. It is a haven for smokers. No standing outside, no huddling in doorways. Come on in and smoke.
Welcome to the Marshall McGarity Tobacco Lounge. We're in Wicker Park here in Chicago. Let's go ahead in.
With a flourish, Brian Stebbins, senior marketing director at R.J. Reynolds, opens the door and points out some of the niceties. Vintage ashtrays, a fireplace, a plush 1950s-era couch, board games, tables and chairs, the store's ventilation system.
We've designed a system that exchanges the air every 6 minutes or 10 times per hour in the space.
The glass display case in front of the store showcases the company's Marshall McGarity cigarettes, the namesake and brainchild of two executives from R.J. Reynolds and the company's ad agency. The premium line comes in 9 flavors and is sold only at the lounge.
And if you look at what's happened with wine and coffee and tea over the last, you know, few years up to 10 or 15 years ago, you went from having very few choices. You know, coffee used to be Folgers or Maxwell House, and now you have an infinite variety of the Kenya, the Kona, the Costa Rican, the Indonesian bean. It goes on and on and on. Tobacco's no different. You can do those same things with tobacco leaf from different regions, and that's what we're trying to do here at Marshall McGarity.
Cocktails, coffee, and pastries are also sold at the lounge, but Marshall McGarity is exempt from Chicago's new smoking ban. It's billed as a retail tobacco shop, and most of its sales must come from its tobacco products. Behind the counter is where the tobacco artisans, as the company calls them, convert loose tobacco into $8 packs of 20 cigarettes. Amanda Monfro sprinkles tobacco into a small brass and stainless steel hopper. After tapping and pulling some levers, she shoots the tobacco into pre-made paper tubes that have filters attached.
Yep, and I'll do four plunges, filling 5 cigarettes at a time.
Monfro clips the ends and packages the cigarettes in a shiny box.
This is the Earl. This is an oriental tobacco infused with cardamom and peppercorn and cinnamon.
After she finishes, 3 friends come in to place their orders. Carl Snarly, Nicholas Mutijak, and Kristen Schuth. All in their 20s, just started smoking a few years ago. They come to the lounge often. Snarly wants to try the Earl.
I've never tried it before, but if you look at his picture, covered with jewels and fine silks, you have to go with a tea with a logo like that, you know.
Today I will be enjoying the Empress. It's nice, delicate, goes great with a Blue Moon, has slight peach to it. It's so tasty.
The Oriental Rose is pretty nice.
Kristen Schuth says she and her friends call the lounge the speakeasy of their generation. In the rear of the shop, 25-year-old Lynn Albright sits working on his laptop.
You pay for a cup of coffee, it's $2, and you get to use the internet for free. I don't smoke.
Albright says in most circles, smoking isn't a classy social activity, so he thinks R.J. Reynolds has created the lounge in an effort to reinvent what smoking is.
So to kind of try to make this leap towards classing up smoking, it's interesting. I don't think it's going to work, but, but that won't stop me from coming and having a cup of coffee and enjoying the ambiance.
The 1998 tobacco settlement restricts the ways tobacco companies can advertise. Dr. Alan Blum, a physician and the head of the University of Alabama Center for the Study of Tobacco and Society, says tobacco companies have traditionally found creative ways to overcome advertising obstacles. He's visited the Chicago Smoking Lounge and doesn't think it will last long.
I think they try to find trendy, artsy areas where the crowd thinks it's in and doesn't want to support the corporate Starbucks kind of motif, when in fact that's all this is. It's not going to take long to catch on. This is just another scam.
Blum's not the only one watching the experiment. So is Chicago Alderman Ed Smith, the force behind Chicago's smoking ban. During a city council meeting, Smith said the lounge can exist as long as it meets the requirements for an exemption.
We don't get all upset because this tobacco company is coming in with their means of keeping tobacco alive. But it's our responsibility to find a way to make sure that people continue to be healthy and can live without all of these problems that are created from cigarette smoke. And we're going to do that.
Brian Stubbins says R.J. Reynolds has a message as well.
For adults who want to smoke and want to have a great place to smoke, we invite them to Marshall McGarity.
R.J. Reynolds isn't saying just yet whether it plans more smoking lounges around the country. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.